Matt Cause joins us from TSN in Toronto. Matt, what is the scuttlebutt surrounding the Maple Leafs as far as what they are looking for in this year's draft?
Well, first off, I love the idea that, listen, the NHL playoffs, they're fine. There's a double overtime game, that's great. But soon that's going to be over. And then what's the focus of the NHL world going to be? It's going to be with Canada. So right now, Edmonton and Toronto, we might not be doing that well, but in a couple of weeks, all eyes will be on these cities.
You've got that right, but it's for all the wrong reasons. I'll tell you what, the novelty is clearly worn off in Edmonton. How about Toronto?
No, we listen, we still, you know, it's all right now about hope. And also, we need something to get, or the Toronto Maple Leaf fans just need to get something off their mind off the horrible end to this season. And yeah, it's funny, actually, I was joking when the Cleveland Cavaliers got the number one draft pick in the NBA, I told them, you know, go talk to Edmonton about how that's been working out for them, and maybe they shouldn't draft Yakupov. But, you know, it's funny. In Toronto, more of the focus right now is on the Blue Jays, but give it a little bit of time. You know, the rumors about Leo Komarov coming back here will eventually get everyone talking Maple Leafs again. And in terms of the draft, you know, this is the time when you're looking at all the mock drafts, and it's still about defense. Defense is still going to be the number one position that people are looking at right now.
Komarov, is he the answer to the woes of the Maple Leafs?
Yes, if he is signed, I'm not going to say the Leafs will win the Cup. Like they'll sweep it next year. It might take six games to beat the Blackhawks or the Kings. No, listen, what Komarov did was he just brought that attitude to the team. And I don't want to go down clicheville, so I'll do my best. But considering he was about fifth in the NHL in hits, and it wasn't like he was playing 23 minutes a night, he was just a guy that Toronto missed. Toronto missed that level of toughness that he would bring and that level of accountability. He would absolutely help the Maple Leafs, but no, certainly he's nowhere near the sort of player that's going to push Toronto from out of the playoffs to into the playoffs. It's still about finding elite levels of talent. It's still about, you know, developing the Morgan Riley and Jake Gardners of the world, the Nazem Kadri. That is really going to be the next step for the Maple Leafs.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The Maple Leafs are a little bit like the old Oilers in that for years there, the Oilers never stunk bad enough to get a high pick. You know, they were always in the game, go in first round, play the Dallas Stars, lose, thanks for coming. The Maple Leafs have been more competitive, obviously, than the Oilers, but that high pick that's their own pick, you've lacked those for a while. How big a difference has that made in your mind?
I think it's been huge. You just have to look back at the last decade. One playoff appearance, haven't got out of the first round in well over a decade, and you see it right now. Because if you look at Toronto, their core players are good, but there isn't a star on the team. Kessel is as close as you're going to get, and I guess you could argue that he is. You get sometimes too hard on players. He is what you would call a star, but beyond that, there really isn't any. Look at the teams in the finals, and you see elite talent, especially in the West. Watching the Kings and the Blackhawks, it's almost like watching an Olympic game or an all-star team, and that's what's missing from Toronto. Everyone says, well, they just, you know, they need a number one defenseman. They need a number one center. Well, that would be awesome. Unfortunately, Toronto doesn't have any of that. They don't have any of that on the roster or with the Marlies. Listen, the Marlies are having a great season, and the Marlies will provide bottom six levels of depth, but they're not going to provide anyone on this roster that is going to cause opposing teams to have to change their defensive scheme to shut any of those guys down.
Matt Cause joins us from TSN. You look at the Leafs, and you mentioned Kessel is really their only star. Why is Nazem Kadri's name floated out there? Are the Leafs really, you know, him and Carlisle at that opposite ends of the spectrum that they would trade away a young guy like that who had a really productive season and he's still very young in his career?
You know what? It's funny. That's for, I would say, most Leaf fans, they are hoping and praying that doesn't happen. It doesn't make sense. he didn't play as well this year as last season, but it was a shortened season, and you look at his shooting statistics, and you knew there was going to be a regression. But he got, you know, he scored 50 points, mostly on the second line, sometimes demoted to the third line. The thing about Kadri is that you're right. He is young. He's got potential. If Toronto trades him away, that sends a bad message. It sends the message that the Maple Leafs aren't going to be patient, which, of course, they still need to be. I think my only problem, I would Kadri, and we talked about this on air, is that in the offseason last year, he was doing what he's supposed to do, asking for frontline money. Number one, believing that he could be a number one center. Well, he got an opportunity to be on the first line, and he did not distinguish himself. And he didn't put Randy Carlyle in a position to force Randy to play him on the first line. That was his big issue this year. But if Randy Carlyle can't find a way to get along with the Kadris or the Jake Gardners of the world, then I think it's up to the Maple Leafs. They have to think long and hard about the semi-extension they gave to Randy.
Yeah, Matt, that's where I was going to go. You know what? Coaches aren't supposed to win popularity contests. I get that.
Yep.
Randy Carlyle is a very polarizing figure. I've heard some real lousy things about Randy from players around the league, and you get other guys who speak very highly of him. I guess it depends where you're coming from. What's your take on Randy? Is he a guy who's going to burn out there pretty quickly if there's not results because he is a strong personality?
I kind of think, I think he will. And it's always tough in this business, and you guys know this, you never want to speculate on someone getting fired. There's something kind of just karmically wrong about that. But it feels that Randy sometimes is living a little bit off his Stanley Cup championship, which was, that was back in 2007. And when you look at the numbers for the teams that he has coached, especially possession numbers and even just wins and losses, it's not like he's had that same high watermark since then. And I'll say this. When it looked like Randy Carlyle was going to be fired, and a lot of us, we all thought that was going to happen when Lywicki came in and just kept talking about culture change, you never heard any players coming out and defending him. And the one example I give that's just the most recent, I know it's a different sport, but the Golden State Warriors, when they were in the playoffs against the Clippers, all the guys kept talking about how they want Mark Jackson back. They want him back. Now, Jackson was ultimately fired, but you had a lot of the players coming out to his defense. With Randy Carlyle, when the Heat got at its worst, you didn't hear one player. Not one player on Twitter. No one saying, we want him back. Last season was on us. It says to me that there is a division. And by the way, I don't mind if there is a bit of a division in the team. You're not supposed to have every player like you. But at the same point, if the Leafs are about patience and about growth, then that also means that Carlyle has to grow and be patient with the young guys.
Matt Cause joins us from TSN in Toronto. Matt, who do you think is picking the assistant coaches in Toronto? Will it be Carlyle, or is management going to hint, hint, nudge, nudge, wink, wink him a few selections?
Oh boy, I hope it's Brendan Shanahan. I hope it's Shanahan and him alone. And I hope there's nothing from Tim Lywicki, because I think that's what you're getting at. And we have that fear as well. When you have the big bombastic, new head poobah in charge, and I always wondered about Lywicki is how's he feeling now? Because as I mentioned during the press conference, when Shanahan was brought in, they talked about big changes. I've been looking at the roster and the coaching staff, and I haven't really seen any. I hope it's going to be Shanahan in charge. You want the coach to have some sort of input, because there's no point having the season start with no one being on the same page. But I hope it's Shanahan, because you want an autonomous voice, a guy making those decisions. That's why you brought him in here.
Matt, give us your take on Shanahan. Here's another guy with a strong personality, been around the league as a player, been at head office, we all know that. What's sort of the buzz regarding Shanahan around Toronto, and your take specifically?
Politician. A couple weeks ago, he went around to every newspaper explaining the Toronto Maple Leafs plan. And what it sounded like? You don't want a politician, whether it be left wing or right wing, they get up there and they say, I'm for feeding children and I'm for helping the middle class. And they go on and on saying things that all of us feel. Yeah, so am I. That's how I feel. Well, that's the same thing with Shanahan. You know, he came out and talked about how it's going to take time, how there's a lot of work to do. And, you know, every newspaper, the front page was Shanahan speaks. But I'll tell you, I have no idea. I mean, on one side, good for him for kind of being silent. You don't hear much from him beyond that one day. He played his cards close to the vest. So I'll be honest, I wish I could give, you know, a very accurate answer, but then, you know, that would be disingenuous because Shanahan hasn't really given us an opportunity to. We don't really know that much about him here. And I think that when it gets closer to the draft, we're going to find out more. What's going to go on with Reimer? Will Toronto stand pat? Will they try to, you know, to move up in the draft? But right now, he seems like a politician, but obviously I'll give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, because I'm an optimist.
Matt, appreciate the rundown. Should be an interesting month. And, go Canada. We are crushing it at the NHL draft. Domination by Canada in the top 10.
Let me tell you, when it comes time for the draft, there's going to be a lot of Canadian GMs out there saying they're going to be patient, or unless it's Brian Burke, he's going to say, I'm going to die impatient. And it'll be fun. It'll be a good day.
We appreciate it, Matt.
Take care. All the best.